This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
Now, obviously the game was wildly different in the fourth quarter as opposed to the first three. Do you get the sense that that's going to be the case for most of the season, or do you see the fourth quarter as this is the team we can be versus the first three quarters is maybe where we're at right now?
Well, hopefully, you obviously believe, we believe that our team can play like we played in the fourth quarter consistently. That's what we got to get to. We've been through, a rough patch there for seven quarters and, haven't played well, and especially, the defensive side of the ball. But some of that comes with a new scheme, a new coordinator, and obviously we got off to a good start in Cleveland, but we played two really good football teams that run the ball really well, and certainly is something where we've got to continue to improve if we want to be the team we want to be.
Jerry said last night he likes the personnel of this team. I'm guessing you do as well. How long do you usually go into a season before you might revisit that? I'm sure three games is too soon, but where would you get in the season where you'd be like, maybe we're off about this?
Oh, I think the biggest thing is obviously people want to point at and go right to it, our running game. But when you get behind like we've got in the last two games, it's hard to really evaluate a running game when you're down two plus scores most of the game. And, obviously you get into a mode where you're having to hurry up and, throw the ball, and you don't really get to evaluate what you have. I think we're blocking it up good. I think when we do run, yesterday Rico ran for 4 yards a carry. So, we just got to get our team in situations where, we're not, fighting from behind like we have been the last 2 weeks.
Well, on the other side, though, that part of trying to, not be behind the defensive front, the personnel there, do you feel comfortable with what that personnel is at the moment, your defensive tackles and ends?
I think we can get better, obviously. We brought in three veteran guys now, to try to shore up the inside part of our defense. And certainly with Joseph and Phillips and, we're obviously trying to improve there, but I do think we'll get better.
McCarthy said that this team is going through growing pains. And do you have faith that he can guide this team through those pains right this season?
Absolutely. That's why we hired Mike in the first place. He's got a resume that shows that he gets the job done as a head coach. And Mike's coached championship caliber teams. He's won Super Bowls. He's been in several championship games and feel like he can get the job done for us.
Are you patient then with the idea that this team is a work in progress, or is there a different urgency for you?
No, I think, you do got to. I mean, as you start to go through the season, you want to get better. And certainly we had a good start in Cleveland, but then unfortunately we've had two games that we didn't, we're not playing winning football right now. And I do think, you got to give both the Ravens and the Saints credit. They're two of the better rushing football teams in this league. And we've just got to continue, and I know Zim will continue to get our defense to where we execute on the scheme we're trying to execute on. And, obviously get to a point where we can win these football games.
One of the things that was circulating after the game yesterday was Jerry talking about how the team couldn't afford Derrick Henry. Do you think that is an accurate way to put it, or would you say like maybe the team doesn't value running back at paying out $9 million guaranteed?
No, I think, at the end of the day, and you saw what we ended up having to pay Dak and CD, and obviously we're wanting to get Micah under contract long term. Could you afford him for the year and then have a major cap hit that you wouldn't be able to sign somebody like Micah? So yeah, you've got to pick and choose where you're gonna, where you're gonna emphasize and where you're gonna put your cap resources. And certainly, we've done that with Dak and CD and Zach Martin, and obviously on the other side of the ball, Diggs. And you can only pay so many of those guys, and it's real. I know everybody wants to say, well, you could push something out, but at some point, as you push out, you're gonna have to then make a hard decision on somebody like a Micah. And, I guess to some degree you're accurate. Yes, we're going to emphasize probably pass rushers and the guys up front, the guys who make plays outside with CD, the guys who get the ball, like the corners, like Diggs. We do have to pick and choose where our priorities are.
On the sideline, Micah was going back and forth a little with DeMarcus. CD's going back and forth a little with Dak. What's your assessment of that, and how do you feel about those kind of interactions on the sideline?
I think that's part of it. I mean, these are competitive guys. These are guys who are used to winning. I mean, we've had 3 years in a row where we've won 12 football games and gotten off to good starts, and obviously getting off to a bumpy start here, there's going to be frustration, there's going to be emotion, and you want to see that. You don't want to see them with their head in the towel and not caring, and so that's just part of it. When you're off to a tough start like we have the last 2 weeks and you get down, there's going to be frustration and there's going to be emotion, and that's part of it. That's what competitors do. They compete, and obviously when things aren't going perfect, you're going to have it's part of being a competitor. Some of it comes out.
And I know you're not, y'all are on the field, but I have no doubt you're a competitor as well. Do you feel that same way? Is there discussions or like heated interactions around the star as well after that, because you feel that
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Competitive vibe too?
Oh, absolutely. You can imagine. I mean, I'm sure picture paints a thousand words when that camera flashes up to Jerry. And, you know, it's definitely something that is very competitive inside of us. And obviously, we've had a lot of good things happen for this franchise. But the one thing that hadn't happened, and certainly is a spur or a thorn in Jerry's heel, if you will, is not being able to win a championship in such a long period of time. And no one wants to win, I can assure you, more than Jerry and myself. And everybody's out there competing right now. Obviously, this is we're going through a rough patch as we convert to a new defensive scheme and coordinator. And we just got to continue to go to work every day. I think our team's made up of the right kind of guys. I think they're going to compete their ass off, if you will. And I know we're looking for ways to improve this team as well. But, this late in the season, once you get your team, there's not a lot of things you can do out there short of some sort of trade. But I believe in this group. And we believe this group can get it done. I thought it was great the way they battled back. It shows a lot about this football team. You see a lot of teams that just go ahead and let in when you're having that type of day through three quarters. And I thought our guys battled back, showed the right type of mental toughness to compete. And I think we'll continue to work going forward. I mean, obviously, I can tell you this team right now is not looking past anything. And certainly, going in to play the Giants in New York, they're kind of finding their path now. They had a big game yesterday, and we've got our work cut out for us.
You were talking about how obviously the NFL trade deadline is usually not as busy as other major sports. But do you believe that you guys have the potential assets or salary cap space that you could do something if you wanted? I know you said you like this group, but do you feel like you have the assets where you could make a move if you wanted?
Every situation's different. And it's just, could we take advantage of an opportunity if we felt like the situation that was there? Absolutely we can. Obviously, the cap's a lot more than just about this year, but we, where our pressure starts to hit is going forward. As we try to have three players the caliber of Dak and CD and Micah, that's where the pressure goes. So, each situation's different. It could be you make a trade for a guy who's on a one-year deal, and you don't have the issues that come with the cap hits going forward. So all these things are things that we'll measure, we'll look at, and if we feel like there's a situation out there that improves us and makes us better, we'd certainly do something like that.
I love the insight that you can give us on the cap. I'm curious. I'm hoping you can help, hopefully even educate me on this. Micah Parsons, it looks like his cap hit with a club option next year is about to be 21.3, give or take. And I know that he's going to cost more than that in terms of average per year, but because of the way I'll structure contracts, won't his number actually be lower next year on the cap? So when you talk about like, hey, we got some guys we got to pay, isn't Micah's number probable to go down next year once you get a long-term deal going with him?
Yeah, we certainly need that to happen. Obviously, we're taking advantage of that with CD and Dak this year. CD's number ended up being less than it was counting because of his tender, just like you mentioned about Micah. But at some point, all these numbers come home to roost. One thing that's unique is Dak's one of the few quarterbacks in this league that's on his second contract, second big contract with the same team, and we're still paying, $45 million from the old contract that's due over the next 3 years that we pushed out. So, you know, all these things are things that no one wants to hear about. There are problems, and we've got to deal with them, and we're doing the very best we can. Obviously, we are a team that really counts on drafting and developing players, and we're not a big player in free agency, but and we certainly understand when things aren't going well, like is the case right now. You drop two games at home when you're used to consistently winning at home, and you know everybody's going to question your mechanics and your process. So we understand that. We believe in what we're doing. We believe in this football team, this coaching staff, and believe we'll right the ship.
I really appreciate that answer, especially since you set up potentially my next question about questioning the mechanics of it all. You talk a lot about how the Cowboys have won 12 regular season games three straight years while also you're trying to correct your cap problems. If you feel like you're that close, would you not maybe kind of burn future years of the cap a little bit more thinking, hey, we keep winning 12 games. We keep being in the playoffs. Why not kind of like actually push all in with the cap and maybe risk those next couple of years?
Well, it goes to giving up on somebody like Micah to where you have to move on from him. Yeah, if you want to push it all out there, then you won't have the resources to pay a player like Micah, pay a player like Tyler Smith. And, you know, that's, you know, in the eye of the beholder. Totally understand what you're saying in terms of pushing it all out. But at some point you do pay the price. And you know, it's not always the right answer to go out and pay a big free agent. They don't always perform to the dollars. So we totally understand it. Understand that people are going to have differing opinions, especially you know, when we're you know, had two tough games in a row at home when we're have been consistently winning at home. But we certainly understand there's going to be frustration and. But at the end of the day, we believe in our process. We believe in this football team. We believe in this coaching staff. And like I said, we believe we're going to right the ship.
Appreciate the time, good sir, especially the insight on the cap stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.